Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many, day 9 of 2020 Thrive. And wherever you are listening to from around the world, and whatever the time of day, I just sense that the Lord wants to set you up, send you off on your way with an infusion of faith today. Get ready to receive. What I sense the Lord say before going live is you are not the sum total of your feelings, unless you choose to be, but of your faith. What does God's word say and promise you? What are you believing for? Believe, receive, and then you're going to achieve. We often want to do it in the reverse. We want to be achieving. We want to be receiving the outcome immediately. And then we think, then I'll be about believing God. But God doesn't work that way. The Lord is saying today, you have to see it before you see it to see it. I'm going to say that again. You have to see it by faith before you see it in the reality to see it manifest. God is going to manifest great miracles, great provisions, great power for his own. That's been released from his throne. I'm saying it continually because I know that this is the time to favor you has come. The time to favor is now. And the Lord wants his people arising in faith. You are not the sum total of your feelings. Oh, some mornings you'll wake up and you won't feel like getting out of bed. But hey, I can't go by my feelings. I have children that need to be at school. I have work to do. I have a God to rise and shine for. We cannot go by our feelings. If they dictated to us, who knows the state that we would be in, hey? But when we go by our faith, we go by what God's word says. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it because it's a day of victory. The scriptures also tell us to redeem the times, for the days are evil. I'm not going to allow evil to have this day. I am God's child, and I'm going to redeem. How do we redeem our days? With the blood of Jesus. Knowing that Christ, this is the day that he has made, we're going to go out strong. We belong to him, and we're going to accomplish great things for him and through him. So we've got to be those who are taking each day. We are seizing the day. We are seizing every opportunity. It says in Ephesians 5:15-18 in the Amplified, look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as the wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time. Another version says, redeem the time, for the days are evil, because the days are evil, it says here. Redeem it. Make the most of every day. Make the most of every opportunity. That's God's word for you. That's God's word as we go forth in 2025, that we are going to thrive because we're not going to go by our feelings in our days, but we're going to go by our faith. And our faith is in God's word. And if he tells us to redeem the time, if he tells us to maximize the time, if he tells us to buy back that time that the devil wants to take, he wants to distract you with, he wants to distort and he wants to disillusion and discourage you with, you're going to say, no, cover your day at the very start with the blood of Jesus and go on your way. I don't go out the door without praying, Lord, I pray you cover all of my children with your blood today. Protect them. Our life, our protection, our power is in the victory of the blood of Jesus that still speaks today, the Bible tells us, better things than the blood of Cain and Abel that spoke revenge and spoke fear and brought so much condemnation. But the blood of Jesus speaks life, forgiveness, restoration, a second chance. So we're to redeem our days and we're to go on our way and we're going to maximize, seize the day, take every opportunity because that is God's word for you. People say, don't they, seize the day. Well, it comes from God's word. And we can only really seize the day, seize every opportunity, whenever we are doing it through the power of the Holy Spirit that is working in us. Verse 17, therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. And it's God's will for you to flourish today, to thrive today, to find his good success today, and in every way to know his victory. Actively seize and take advantage of every chance and situation that presents itself. Expect divine turnarounds and overturnings, no matter what you're facing, because God is with you. Actively pursue. Don't passively sit back and just let opportunities wait for them to come to you. You wait on the Lord. That means you're about serving his purposes. You're about fulfilling his plans for your life and his desires and pleasing him. You wait on him and then you step out and you don't wait passively for things to just happen and come your way, but you purposefully seize the day. In Jesus' name, step up, step out, seize the day. And as I was thinking about how we do that with our faith, we've got to apply our faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The sub is something that's, it means something underneath us. So what we stand on, faith is what we stand on. It's our stance. Let faith be your sub, what's underneath you, and your stance. Think of a submarine, it's under the water. What's underneath you? If it's you're building your life on sand, you're going to sink. But if you build your life on faith, that's the substance underneath you, the rock that is Christ Jesus. If that faith is in you, wow, you are going to build lives this day that are strong and that are flourishing and that are miraculous in every way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It then becomes our faith is the evidence we receive by faith from the unseen realm, and it will be manifest in the seen realm, from the supernatural to the natural, from that dimension of the kingdom of God into our earthly realm and into our situations, circumstances, families, workplaces, nations, churches. Let's be believing God. Let's be people of great faith as we go into this week and as we are determined we're going to thrive. Faith is our substance. It's what we're going to be standing on. And that's what's going to see the miraculous come forth through us. I believe that the Lord is about to infuse many of you today with the fresh fuel of his faith firing through your veins, and you will never be the same when you take God at his word. Jesus doesn't set you to a disadvantage, but Jesus has set you up with the same advantages that he had and has, with the same, very same faith that Jesus knew when he walked this earth. That is the same faith that is available to you. You tell me, Christine, how can that be so? Well, in Galatians 20:20, you can read for yourself, I am crucified with Christ and yet I live. For those who have laid down their life, they're all for the call and cause of Christ. But no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me. Do you see it there? The self-same faith that Jesus had, the faith of the Son of God, is your faith today, is available to you. The faith of Jesus is the faith of Christine. I don't need to be trying to strive and just survive and trying to faith it with my own faith. I can receive by faith, the gift of the same faith that Jesus had, and know that wherever I go, I have the same faith in me. Faith is a muscle. It needs to grow. Keep exercising your faith. Keep stepping up and stepping out in faith, and you're going to see the Lord perform the miraculous for you. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of Jesus, who loved you and who gave himself for you to be able to access that same faith too. Jesus hasn't set you to a disadvantage. Jesus isn't wanting you to struggle and strive, but receive and know by faith that he has given to you as a child of God the same faith that he possessed. That is yours today. Some translations outside of the King James Version, they have said maybe along the lines of, the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. Of course, we live by faith in Jesus, but we also live by what the Lord wanted you to know with assurance. That's why he spoke this so clearly in Galatians 20:20, is you have the faith. You can only live the God life by the Holy Spirit, by the same faith that Jesus had, and knowing that you can access and you can possess that too. You don't know what you're going to face. That's why the Lord is wanting us to be ready. It keeps resounding over and over in me to get ready. And whatever it takes, Lord, let me be ready for all that you require of me, all that you have for me this year. Let me be ready. I remember a number of years ago now, when our eldest was just 12 years old, my husband was working in the Air Force in Lossiemouth at the time, and we had gone to join him for the half term. And during the 9-10 hour journey from Norwich to Lossie, our eldest took really sick. And by the time we got to Lossiemouth late that night, he was declining fast and he was so poorly and sick through the night repeatedly. My husband went to work the next morning, but by 9:30, I had to call him back and he had to rush Samuel to the doctors. He was continually being sick and he was a shade of pale, almost going green, that I'd never seen in any of my children before. And that was when we had just the four before our number five had arrived. And as I was at home praying with the other three children, crying out to God, desperately concerned for my son, and crying out to God for his word on the situation, I read in my Bible a verse that was so outstanding for me personally. The Lord wants to come and bring every situation to him this year. He's your personal God and he's going to speak to you in personal ways. Here's how he spoke to me at that time. From Psalm 99, Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also called upon his name. They cried to the Lord for help and he answered. The Lord showed me through that. He's our personal God. It would mean nothing to you. You're sitting there probably thinking. But to me, Samuel and Aaron, Aaron was Samuel's cousin, my amazing nephew, 3 months apart. They've gone to nursery together, been through schools together like that, all of their lives. And I knew that got my attention. And then the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord showed me that Samuel had asked something of the Lord and that the Lord was going to give him what he had asked of the Lord. That this was a time where God wanted to meet personally with my son. I love the scripture in the word, all our children will be taught of the Lord. Great will be the peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing ultimately broken from our lives. That's what that word shalom means. And I had to trust the Lord at that time, put my faith in the Lord that he was teaching my son. And although it didn't look pleasant, sickness, by the way, never comes from the Lord, but the Lord will use everything that comes our way. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God will use it. It will be transformative to us as we put our trust in the Lord through everything that we face when we face it with faith. So Samuel was then rushed from the doctors to hospital, and at the A&E, the accident and emergency there, when David called me, I shared with him what the Lord had shown me, that Sam had asked something of the Lord, and could he ask him what it was? Because nosy mummy, I wanted to know. And David said, well, here, I'll put the phone to his ear and you can share with him. So I shared that with Sam and said, Sam, what is it you've asked of Jesus? Because whatever it is, you have what you've requested. And his voice was so weak, which broke my heart. It was barely a whisper that I had to really press into hear, as he said that he wouldn't have to have My heart broke. I thought, oh, bless me, scared of having an operation. Well, by the time we were alternating and I was at the hospital with Sam and they were doing all of these checks and tests on him, and then he was going to be rushed through to have his appendix removed. It had to be taken out speedily because he was failing and he was fading fast. I say we go live with these. Hey, I'm going to speed through this, but we've got to get this message out today. And the Lord, what the Lord then showed me was we've got to hold on by faith. It looks like he's being rushed to emergency surgery. Lord, I've given him your word that you were going to answer him what he'd requested. I later found out it wasn't that he was afraid to have an operation, but he had just been awarded at his school. They call them the colours for rugby, his rugby colours. And that's like an award for outstanding play and for sportsmanship, etc. in his rugby. And he didn't want to let his team down for the second half of the term. And with an operation, he'd already worked out in his little 12-year-old mind, he wouldn't be able to play rugby and support his team. Bless his darling heart. He is as stoic and as loyal and as responsible and as power-packed today in every way, more so. And so I was aware of what he'd asked of God and then the reason behind it. But everything was taken out of our hands, but never out of God's hands. And he was being rushed through for surgery. People were praying by this time, friends all around the world, people in Australia and New Zealand. And I had friends all back at home in Norwich and in England. They were praying for Sam. And Sam then was prepped for surgery. And in came the surgeon when he'd been prepared. And we were all at the side of the room and around as he was about to be led off for surgery. And Sam, he was faithing it all the way. I just had to give it up to the Lord at that point. And the surgeon sat on his bed when he'd finished his checks and he looked at Sam. He never looked at any one of us. And he just said, I can feel it in the room. Faith. I want to say to you today, faith is tangible. Fear is tangible. What are you walking in today? Well, I was amazed and I then looked at him and I said, well, we are a faith-filled family and we are really believing God and thankful for you and that God is going to be with you through this surgery. And people are praying all over for a miracle for Sam. Well, at that, he didn't say anything else to me or to us. He just looked at Samuel, did his assessment, and then he looked up and he spoke in medical speak to his entourage all around him, who then argued back when he said, I want you to send him for further, I want him to have his blood tests redone and the scan, whatever, redone and the blood tests redone. And within an hour, I want those results back. Well, because he was fading and failing. And they looked at him, they argued it back and explained why it was so serious that he was operated straight away on, and the surgeon in authority. This is a year of authority for God's children. He just looked at his entourage of medical doctors and nurses, and he said, what I have said, I have said. I've never forgotten it. Well, they rushed off. Within an hour, those blood tests were back, and miraculously, the white blood cell count had significantly improved. He was out of the danger and the emergency zone altogether, and his white blood cell count had returned to normal when it had been dangerously, detrimentally, and everything else that had gone on with his appendix. Sam never had that operation. And by that night, they were going to keep him in overnight. And they came through and they said, he seems absolutely fine. After that couple of days in hospital, being rushed to surgery, all of the tests that had come back with all of the results that had shown that his appendix had to be removed, immediately and as an emergency, the Lord worked a miracle. And rather than him staying another night in hospital, I was able to then say, look, let's not take up a hospital bed. He was made new. And we went home. We surprised the rest of the family, went home to the house we were at in Lossiemouth Air Force House, knocked on the back of the door. And when it opened, there was just shock and celebration when there we were and able to crack on with our half-term week. Sam was miraculously healed. Faith is tangible. I can feel it in the room, faith. I can feel it that this year the Lord wants us stepping out, and with tangible faith, we are going to bring the tangible works and wonders of God to the people. Let us arise and let us be people of great faith this year. When Jesus returns, he said, will I find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes to you in that situation, in that hospital room, at that diagnosis, when Jesus comes to you, when you're looking at your bank balance, what is he going to find there? When Jesus comes to you, when all looks hopeless, may he find you in faith, because it's faith that pleases him. It's faith that opens the windows of heaven and causes the Lord's miraculous blessings and miracles to pour out upon us so that he can show up and he can show off before the eyes of a watching and waiting world. Are you ready to receive his gift of faith for you today? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that everything that we could wish for in this world is accessible by faith. Money is the currency of this world, but faith is the currency of your kingdom. So we ask you now, Lord, fill us, infuse us with fresh faith. We pray that we will rise and we will display your great glory, Lord, in every area of our lives. We ask, Lord, that you will show yourself strong and that we will be people of strong faith in your mighty name, that we're going to go forth and we're going to give you great praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today.